It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24. We're going to begin the study in the 22nd verse today, but we're going to begin reading up with the 9th verse. And we want to read that whole section so we can enjoy God's Word today. And so please, Genesis chapter 24, verse 9 is where we're going to begin reading. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And I'm glad that you've taken the time to study today, and please enjoy it with us if you would, please. Genesis chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 9. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by the well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that the woman go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness to my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Methuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. The damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she says, Drink, my lord. And she hastened, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels were done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands, and 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. And she said moreover unto him, We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelet upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, And behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels. And the men came into the house. He ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and to him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And he said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord, before whom I talk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. And then shalt thou be clear from thy oath, from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from thy oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out of my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water, and I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servants brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10, after that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they says, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she says, I will go. Now we're going to stop there at verse 58. That was a lot of reading today, but it sure was enjoyable. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you today as we have enjoyed this reading, your precious word, your living word. Now please guide and lead us as we enjoy this study today. It's wonderful to open your word and to enjoy it. Now please bless it, Lord. And as Eliezer asked of you, Lord, that your way, that his way would be prosperous, we need to ask the same, that our way will be prosperous. Thank you, Father, for this time, this opportunity. Now please bless us that we may honor and praise you too and all that we do. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't this a wonderful story? And again, I really backed up a long ways in reading and knew that it would take a long time to read today. But it's so important that we remember all that is going on here. And as we enjoy this, we need to remember that Abraham, the father, sends Eliezer, the servant, to get a bride for Abraham's son, Isaac. That was the whole program. That was the whole plan. And we know that as Eliezer prepared to go, he asked the question, what will happen if she will not come, if the bride-to-be will not come with us? And God, the Abraham, the father, said, you know, you no longer have a requirement. I will not hold you responsible if she chooses not to come. And so the servant set out to go back to the homeland where Abraham came from, back of Ur of Chaldees, back in the land of what we think of Babylon now, and at that time. And you look at the map, and if you would look up any of your old maps, and I'm not going to tell you, I want you to look. See where that's at right now, because you'll be maybe surprised, maybe you're very much aware of where that area is located. Look on an old Bible map and you'll find the land, the place of Ur of Chaldees, and you get to looking where that is located in relationship to the Tigris and the Euphrates River. You might be surprised where Abraham came from. Now, as we look at this beautiful picture again that we have, last time we were together, we took quite a bit of time. We're going to continue to do so today in looking at what we have as a picture. And I've told you before, and especially with the time we started the study of the book of Genesis and have continued to do so, we've had some beautiful pictures, and they continue to come, and they're just becoming more and more clear. Well, here is a picture of what's going to take place yet in our future. It hasn't even taken place yet, and that is the bringing of the bride home to the bridegroom. Now, if you look at this picture and take Abraham and put Abraham in as God the Father, then put Isaac as God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Eliezer would be none other than the Holy Spirit. And so now, today, right here and now, God the Father, God the Son, are both in their home in heaven, at the throne of God. And Eliezer is busy at work coming to get Jesus Christ's bride, the bridegroom's bride. And the Holy Spirit is here right now. And as the Holy Spirit comes to collect each and every individual that's born again, and when the day comes that the Holy Spirit, when that call comes for the bride to come, and the church age, the age that we're in right now, from the time of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down upon those fishermen, and they spoke, that they said, you know, I don't understand how he can speak so clearly and with so much power. Well, it wasn't the man, it was the Spirit of God. Well, that same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, comes in and indwells every one of our hearts when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to call upon God, and we can only do that as upon the Holy Spirit beginning a work convicting our heart to begin with. And so please that you come to Jesus Christ today. If you feel that Holy Spirit, know that Holy Spirit is presenting to you today the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, please that you come. Do not tarry one more day. Don't tarry one more minute. But you come if you feel that drawing. And, you know, we say that it's not a feeling, it's a decision. And that's exactly right. It's a decision, but it's a decision more of just your mind. It's a decision of your heart. You have to turn because your life is going to change. Will you please come to Jesus Christ today? Because if you'll come today, and when the day comes to an end and the church age ends, and we don't know whether that's going to be today or in a year or 10 years or 50 years or 1,000 years, but whenever that's going to happen, I believe it's soon. But they have believed it was soon, and most preachers have preached it that it's going to be within their lifetime. And that's exactly the way the Holy Spirit, through God's Word, presents it to us, that it's soon, it's now. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. And so we need to be prepared. Well, whenever that day comes, whenever it comes, the Holy Spirit will collect the bride and usher the bride up and meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. That's called the rapture. The church is going to leave this earth. And just like here, we have, okay, we have God the Father, we have Abraham. Abraham sent with the guidance and blessing of Isaac, sent Eliezer to get Isaac a bride, and says, don't, you know, we're not going to get him from this cursed world here. You go back home, go back to where we came from my family, and you get my son a bride. And so Eliezer sets out to get the bride. And on the way, Eliezer stops and says, please, please, that you bless my master and make my journey prosperous. And so upon doing that, then immediately, here's this damsel. Here's Rebecca. And it's just everything and each thing that Eliezer had asked the Lord in showing him, please, that she will give me drink, and she'll also give my camels. And I believe there was 10 camels, if I remember right. Can you imagine how much water it takes to water 10 camels? And yet, this young lady went down into the well repeatedly, time after time, and not only gave Eliezer water to drink, but also she watered all 10 camels. And that was exactly the answer that Eliezer was looking for. He had set this out, Lord, please, if this would be your will, and he set it forth that when I go to the well and I ask her for a drink, she will give me a drink, and then she will also water the camels. Well, that's exactly what took place. And it was wonderful because when this was finished, and we're in the 20th verse now, and she hastened and emptied her pitcher unto the trough, and ran again into the well to draw water, and drew for all the camels. And the man wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And then it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. Look at what is taking place here. All of a sudden now, Eliezer believes that his answer, his prayer to the God of Abraham, his prayer is answered. Here is this beautiful, beautiful bride. And you know what happens when we become the bride of Christ? We begin immediately to get wonderful gifts from God our Father. Because he gives us his word, he gives us strength, he gives us peace, he gives us everything the world is trying to gain. The world tries to satisfy all these hungers and these thirsts that they have, and they just continue to try that, and they continue so many different things to please self, and it never pleases. It's never satisfied. It's never happy. Well, when we come to Jesus Christ, We come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. When the servant, the Holy Spirit, comes and we respond to that call and we come to the Lord Jesus, we begin to have peace. And there'll be a day when we're going to come back and meet Jesus Christ. And that's kind of right where we're at right here. Eliezer has come to collect the bride, to get Isaac's bride. The Holy Spirit is here to come to get the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he's come to do. And so look at those pictures. The sending, the coming, invitation, all these things are in place. And I want you to see, each time we kind of add just a little bit more to it. You know, when the priest, when they were consecrated in the nation of Israel, when they didn't just, because they were of the tribe of Levi, there was a ceremony, things that had to take place before they could begin to minister in the temple, in the tabernacle. And one of those things was this consecration. They were consecrated. And the oil and the bread were the oil and the blood were applied. First of all, you want to make a guess where? Upon the earlobe of the right ear. Next came the application of the oil and the blood upon the thumb of the right hand. And then come the application of the blood and the oil up on the big toe of the right foot. From the right earlobe, the thumb of the right hand, to the big toe of the right foot, this oil and this blood was applied. We hear the Word of God, and that's where it begins. It begins hearing. Upon hearing, we come. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, we need to obey with the ear. We need to listen. We have the opportunity to come and become a member of the bride of Christ. Look at that. He took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight, and he put it in her ear. Then he comes and he puts bracelets on her hands. And so he applies the bracelets. Now, upon the application of the thumb of the right hand means a sign of service. And so that's exactly what we have here. So first of all, we come the earring, the hearing. And he hoped that what he spoke, she would hear and she would respond to. Okay? The Holy Spirit spoke, and he was in hopes that we would hear and respond. That's exactly what Eliezer did unto Rebecca. He spoke unto her, and he uses this example here of placing the earring in the right ear to hear. Then to be in service, because he put the bracelets upon her hands. And said, "Whose daughter art thou?" In verse 23, "Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, she which bare unto Nahor." And she said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in." The man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord, and said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. The damsel ran. And so you see the third thing that the priest, as they were consecrated, the third thing was that they applied the oil and the blood upon the big toe of the right foot. What do we find that Rebecca does? Rebecca immediately runs to her mother's house to tell of all the things that she has heard and things that she has seen. And so Rebecca, she first the earring, faith cometh by hearing. And then we have next the bracelets for her hands. And so we have not only the hearing, but we have the service. And now we have her running to tell others. And that's exactly what we're going to do, to run to tell others. And then also with this walking, we're going to find it's a walk of separation, because we're going to leave this place, aren't we? And Rebecca is going to go back with the servant. And so we walk a different life. We walk a different way when we meet Jesus Christ. And that invitation comes, first of all, by the Holy Spirit. And here the invitation came by Eliezer, as that opportunity was offered and was given. The Holy Spirit takes the treasures of God, the wonderful Word, and begins to reveal it to us. And it shows us, first of all, of the Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father sent the Holy Spirit. And when you read, why, we'll find that the Son says, you know, I will send. We have some verses of Scripture that we may take a look at next time we're together, because we're getting so close to being out of time already today, concerning this wonderful walk of the Holy Spirit and the calling and the comparing. And we'll find those in John. And so we're going to look at that next time we're together. But I want you to see, as we kind of finish this out, because we find now that Rebecca, the damsel, ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Rebecca had a brother. His name was Laban. Laban ran out to meet the man to the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelet upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebecca, his sister, saying, "Thus spake the man unto me," that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels of the well, and he says, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels." And the man came into the house, and he girded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat at before him to eat. But he says, "I will not eat until I have told my errand." And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. And he became great, hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath." Look at that. Don't miss that. Because all that God the Father has, so has the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In this beautiful story here, Abraham has turned everything, given everything over to Isaac. He possesses all, just as God the Father does. And so isn't that a beautiful picture? Abraham and Isaac, God the Father and God the Son. Wonderful picture. "And the master hath made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto him, Preadventure that the woman will not follow me. He said unto me, The Lord before whom I talk will send his angel before thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. The way has prepared, and the way is prepared today, that you will come. Please, the Holy Spirit is here. The Lord God has prepared the way. Will you please listen and please come?" Because you see, the invitation is before you. And if you know Jesus Christ, you too then are just awaiting the time when the Holy Spirit, in this case Eliezer, takes the bride home. And we're awaiting that time. But while we're awaiting, we have these precious gifts. And we're going to find here very soon some additional precious gifts that are given unto the bride. My dear friend, you know it's wonderful to open God's Word and to enjoy this precious time. But it comes right back to that same question. What are you going to do about Jesus?